The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 21st of January. In your Squiz today, jetting into Davos. Changes to the NDIS. China is set to phase out plastic bags. And Tasmania's Skater Boy. This is your Squiz today. Davos is a skiing village in the Swiss Alps that each year hosts the World Economic Forum. That's where politicians, academics, business leaders, and celebrities get together to shoot the breeze on all manner of things. This year, the theme, Claire, is stakeholders for a cohesive and sustainable world. What can we expect?
We can expect a lot of private jets flying in. We can expect a lot of photo ops of some very interesting and important people, as well as their hangers-on. It's an invite-only event and tickets are very expensive. So it's a really interesting crowd. Donald Trump and Greta Thunberg are heading there to make speeches later today. And of course, with those two not really seeing eye to eye on much when it comes to climate, it brings that debate back into sharp focus.
Also on the agenda is a bit of talk about diversity and inclusion, technology, foreign policy with a particular focus on the Middle East. And of course, given it's the World Economic Forum, the economy. Safe to say, though, that climate change will be the dominant topic.
Yeah, it is really the thing that is on the top of everyone's minds. Of course, the bushfires around Australia also are getting a lot of reference when it comes to the discussion about climate change. The contradictions of what happens in Davos will also be talked about quite a bit over this week. That being lots of private jets flying in, lots of rich people talking about sustainability, but not a lot actually being done.
From the Swiss Alps, Claire, to Canberra, where a hailstorm tore through the capital yesterday, damaging cars and buildings. Similar scenes in parts of Sydney and in the Blue Mountains, but those aren't the only parts of the country experiencing wild weather.
No, Melbourne has had a big clean-up yesterday after weekend hail, massive dust storms that stretch from Broken Hill through Dubbo, Ningen and Parkes, causing pretty much blackout conditions in those towns. Also up north, Darwin is overdue for a week of monsoonal conditions and that's expected to come. So welcome rains there. They've only had a fraction of their expected January rain. So the rest is meant to come now.
Yeah, those dust storms have generated some pretty amazing images. We've got links to those in the Squiz Today email. And also there's still 80 fires burning across New South Wales and Victoria. An independent review into the National Disability Insurance Scheme has caused the federal government to announce an overhaul of the scheme.
That review has made 29 recommendations. It's focused on things like reducing waiting times and red tape and making the application process better. Last week, there were reports that 1,200 Australians had died while waiting for support for the NDIS. That number has been disputed by the minister, but PM Scott Morrison said that it was a disgrace. What the minister, Stuart Robert, has said is that there's going to be some changes that remove the frustrations in the system and make it a lot easier and a lot less complex.
The government's set to announce those changes in the coming weeks. Prince Harry attended an event for a charity he co-founded, and there he's spoken about the new arrangements that he and Meghan have agreed with the Queen.
We've popped the link to the full speech into the email today. It's really worth having a look just to see exactly how all of this has settled on Harry. He looks so sad and it's just incredible.
He does look very sad.
It's incredible to hear it in his own words about what exactly has gone down. Probably the key quote is that it was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges, and I know I haven't always got it right, but as far as this goes, there was really no other option. He was very clear that it was his call and not Meghan's, and that this is something that he has really been battling his whole life. Media, the way they scrutinise his life and the way he's had to live his life within that sort of prism.
He also made it clear that the arrangement wasn't exactly what he and Meghan were after. He said that, this is a quote, "Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth and my military associations, but without public funding. Unfortunately, that wasn't possible." Claire, China is looking to phase out plastic bags. That'd be a lot of plastic bags.
They're the world champion when it comes to plastic waste. Yeah. They're far and above bigger producers of plastic waste, almost twice as much as the US. Of course, they have 1.4 billion people. So that's a lot of people generating a lot of single-use plastic waste. What they're going to do is remove non-degradable plastic bags from major cities by the end of this year and countrywide by the end of 2022. Restaurants there are also banned from offering things like plastic straws and other single-use plastics by the end of this year. Hotels also removing those single-use plastic items like the shampoo bottles by 2025. So it's a big plan across a big country and a big population that's really meant to make a big difference.
Other countries in the region, including Thailand and Indonesia, have also recently announced a phase out of plastic bags. The Screen Actors Guild Awards have happened. If you jump onto social media, it'll be tough to find out who the winners were, Claire. It's really all about an interaction between Brad and Jen.
It really is, isn't it?
That's Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, if people don't know that, I'm not sure.
Just in case you've been living under a rock. Yes, it is all about Brad and Jen. You can't actually even open an article about the results from the SAG Awards without seeing an image of them. The photographer who took those images will no doubt be rolling in cash by the end of this week for syndicating those pictures. Parasite, though, was the big winner. It became the first foreign film to ever win Best Motion Picture Cast. Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Brad Pitt also picked up awards, much like they did at the Golden Globes. The Crown also won Best Ensemble in a Drama Series, which I think is probably right down their line. It was a good series.
Just to give equal weighting to Jen, she had a win as well.
She did for Morning Wars. They call it the morning show in the US. And yeah, she picked up an unexpected win and seemed pretty delighted about it.
Finally, Tassie has a new premier.
Tassie has a new premier, and to our subject line today, I've gone for Avril Lavigne. I don't think we've had an Avril Lavigne before. He was a skater boy.
Love it.
That's because Peter Gutwin, who's the new premier, was clear yesterday after he was endorsed by the party to be their leader and to become the next premier, that when he heard that Will Hodgman had resigned, he was talking to his wife who was at a skate park, and he had to be clear that he wasn't skating himself.
Why did he have to be clear about that?
Well, late last year, he had a skateboard accident and broke his foot. So he had to let the media know that, yep, all was good. He wasn't back on the skateboard. So don't worry about
him. He's a skater boy from way back.
Exactly right.
I reckon that'll do us today. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Squeeze Today podcast. If you like it, please leave us a review on your podcast app. Tell people about it. It's the number one way that we grow. Have a great Tuesday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.